we're up north. We're in Jersey, PA. So I guess if you could talk to us a little bit more about, you know, the history of the Great Migration. What is that? It almost sounds like the Trail of Tears or something like that, you know. But what is it exactly?
Yeah, the Great Migration has to do with, well, after the Reconstruction, after the collapse, I should say, of Reconstruction, and the beginning of what is known as the Jim Crow era, where the rights of our ancestors was taken away from them. They were trying to actually get back to pre-Civil War environment by re-enslaving our people. And so what they did, they began to terrorize. You had the Ku Klux Klan that had begun right after the Civil War, the first phase of the Ku Klux Klan, I should say, to terrorize black people and, you know, began killing us, legal restrictions and so forth.
Yeah.
Because the Reconstruction period actually represented, probably in my estimation, the brightest period in this country's history, when they tried to do the right thing, or at least they said they were going to do the right thing by black people, and they reneged on that. Turned the clock back and started that whole period, and it became so unsafe for our people in the South. As you know, the majority of our people were in the South and still are in the South, but they tried to get some kind of relief, and so they began to move north and west, and that constituted that migration, because you had millions of people that moved to the northern states and to the Midwestern states. So you had people going into out of Mississippi Delta, going up into Chicago, in those areas there, and on the East Coast, more or less going up into New Jersey, New York, Boston, Maryland, those kind of places, to get away from the assault that was being had on our people. And so they figured that if they left there, it seemed that it would be more, they could start over, so to speak, in those places, because they thought that, you know, it was less racist. And it was, to a degree. However, it was in cloak, because it kind of put them in a bind, because they had no property. So what it ultimately ended up happening for the industrialists in the North, they were able to get labor, cheap labor, from our people. They did at least have to pay them, and then they had to rent apartments. So most of our people got stuck in those places, making very little money, being, you know, just a step above, a notch above sharecropping, what was happening in the South, you know. And so that's what happened with the Great Migration. We moved, our people moved by the millions to the North. And there were a couple of different time periods where there were spurts of that, but that's what it's all known as, the Great Migration.